Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Practitioners from over 50 countries celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Falun Dafa was introduced to the public 30 years ago by the practice's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi. Since then, it has brought great changes to society. As Master Li's May 13th birthday and the 23rd World Falun Dafa Day approached, practitioners from all over the world submitted beautiful cards and celebratory messages to Minghui expressing their gratitude and commitment to Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Heartfelt messages came from practitioners of mainland China, the United States, France, Croatia, Spain, Canada, Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau, Austria, Scotland, Gabon, Thailand, India, Afghanistan, United Arab Emirates, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Ireland, Switzerland, Belgium, South Africa, Iran, Israel, Ecuador, the Philippines, Italy, Sweden, Brazil, Bolivia, Chile, Russia, Finland, the Netherlands, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Czechia, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Belarus, Ukraine, Crimea, Denmark, Norway, Greece, and Portugal. Here is a small sample of the greetings. Thank you, Master Li, and we sincerely wish you a happy birthday from practitioners in the Philippines. Russian practitioners in Moscow said they would constantly improve their mind nature according to Falun Dafa teachings. From Indian practitioners around the world came this. Today, when heaven and earth sing the praises of Master and Dafa, we express our heartfelt gratitude to Master and pledge to cultivate diligently to validate the Fa with the strongest righteous thoughts followed by righteous actions, and that will be a fitting tribute to the Fa. Practitioners who make phone calls to China to stop the persecution wish Master Li a happy birthday. One greeting contained the following message. I arrived at Pretoria of South Africa 6 months ago, and I did not find practitioners around me. But I have confidence in Falun Dafa and Master Li, and I will remain diligent in assimilating myself to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Ukraine practitioners are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public. Hong Kong practitioners sent their warmest greetings to Master Li. Practitioners in Belarus are celebrating World Falun Dafa Day. Italian practitioners said they would apply the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their daily life. Practitioners in Flushing, New York, said they will share the information of Falun Dafa with even more people so that they can benefit from the practice.
UK. Elected officials and dignitaries send congratulatory messages to mark the 30th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction. World Falun Dafa Day is on May 13th, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the world. Falun Dafa practitioners held parades and celebrations in London on May 7th. To commemorate the event, many elected officials expressed their recognition of Falun Dafa's principles and their support for practitioners' efforts to achieve freedom of belief. Also expressed was a strong concern about the Chinese Communist Party's, CCP's, ongoing organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Back in July of 1999, Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, perceived the spiritual discipline's growing popularity as a threat to the CCP's atheistic ideology and issued an order to ban the practice. Under Zhang's personal direction, the CCP established the 610 Office, an extra-legal security organization with the power to override the police and judicial systems, and whose sole function is to carry out the persecution of Falun Dafa. There is concrete evidence that the CCP continues to sanction the harvesting of organs from detained prisoners of conscience. That is, these people are being murdered to supply the lucrative organ transplant industry. Now, at this 2022 Falun Dafa celebration in London, members of the parliament said they would continue to put pressure on the British government to help stop the persecution. Here are others who expressed support. David Walker, Bishop of Manchester, stated, quote, "I wholeheartedly concur with my Episcopal colleague, the Bishop of St. Albans, who said, 'The continued tragic persecution of Falun Gong members, along with other religious minorities across China, is a situation of the deepest regret. Religious freedom is a human right deserving of universal respect.'" Unquote. Mr. Benedict Rogers, Vice Chair of the Human Rights Committee of the UK Conservative Party, stated, quote, "Whatever our religious, spiritual, or political beliefs, we are united in our humanity. For many years, as I have campaigned and advocated for dissidents in China, persecuted Christians in China, the Uyghurs, Tibetans, people of Hong Kong, and those throughout China who face persecution, I have always stood with Falun Gong practitioners and against the barbaric crime against humanity of forced organ harvesting. The regime in Beijing must be held accountable. Justice must be done. Truth must be told. And accountability must be achieved. I stand with you. I fight for you. I will never leave you. I am finishing writing a book about you. That book will tell your story, and the story of all the peoples of China seeking justice. I hope it will shine a light and a call for action for you, and I hope it will contribute to bringing about change." Unquote. Lan Guoyu, president of the European Taiwan's Women's Association and a member of the Overseas Chinese Affairs Advisory Committee of the Republic of China, stated in a letter, quote, "I am from Taiwan and came to the UK after receiving a university education in Taiwan. I have lived in the UK for more than 40 years. Falun Gong is not only popular in Chinese society, but also highly valued in Western society. Its contribution is extraordinary. This is the 30th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the world. I express my personal appreciation and congratulations. I wish that Falun Dafa will be spread and practiced in the world for millions of years."
Ottawa, Canada. Falun Dafa Day celebrations held in front of Parliament Hill. Members of Parliament joined the event. May 13, 2022 is the 30th year anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public, as well as World Falun Dafa Day. On May 10th, Falun Dafa practitioners held a celebration in Ottawa, Canada that included a parade led by the Tiang Guo Marching Band. 9 members of Canadian Parliament, Judy Sgroe, Garnet Genius, Scott Reed, James Bezan, Melissa Lanzmann, Anna Roberts, Larry Brock, Michelle Cooper, and Arnold Viersen joined the celebration in front of Parliament Hill in Ottawa and gave speeches. Here are some highlights chosen from many wonderful offerings. Member of Parliament James Bezan said in his speech, "Falun Dafa has made a positive impact in Canada and around the world. I have to thank all of you who fled communist China and called Canada home. Thank you for making us a better and stronger country." Member of Parliament Judy Sgro shared, Know that our hearts are with all of you, and that the message that we continue to send abroad is that the Falun Dafa is safe. It's positive. It's making Canada strong. So to the rest of the world, and in particular China, open your hearts. Let the people practice what they believe in, and your country will be better than what it is today. Two bills sanction human rights violators. Member of Parliament Michael Cooper recounted that in the past 23 years, we have seen a systematic and consistent campaign of persecution. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has committed serious crimes against humanity. In labor camps and brainwashing centers, Falun Gong practitioners have been raped, tortured, murdered, and subjected to forced organ harvesting. The crimes committed by the CCP shock the world. We must not relax until those responsible are held accountable. The lawmakers emphasize the use of two judicial proposals to punish CCP human rights criminals who persecute Falun Gong. Magnitsky-style sanctions and Bill S-223, which prohibits live organ harvesting. Member of Parliament James Bazan said in his speech, "I'm very proud that in my time in office I've been able to bring forward the Sergei Magnitsky law to hold those gross human rights violators and corrupt foreign officials to account, to be able to name them, shame them, sanction them, and ensure that they don't get away with their violations of basic human rights." Member of Parliament Michael Cooper stated, "We're here as members of Parliament to stand up to fight and to stand with you. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance will prevail over the evil that is the Chinese Communist regime."
India. Practitioners participate in the City of Pune Book Fair. Pune is the second largest city in the state of Maharashtra, India, and was the proud host of the annual book fair from April 28th to May 1st, 2022. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate. The soothing exercise music and exercise demonstrations drew many people to the booth. Some tried the exercises and purchased Falun Dafa books, available in English and Hindi. Thousands of informational flyers were distributed, and practitioners answered a lot of questions, often showing excerpts from the books. Details about the ongoing online Falun Dafa webinars were also provided. An executive from All India Radio, the government radio broadcasting company, was so impressed with Falun Dafa that he said he would like to interview practitioners and do a radio program about the practice. One person from a neighboring booth said he felt a special kind of energy from the practitioners. On the last day of the fair, he said he considered himself fortunate to have come into contact with them and bought the book Dron Falun. Offering his contact information, he said he wanted to learn the exercises.
Saipan Island. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren exhibition helps people learn about Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa practitioners held the Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition on April 29, 2022 at Saipan Island. Many people were attracted to the artworks and wanted to know more about Falun Dafa, the exercises that were being demonstrated, and the persecution of Falun Dafa by the Chinese Communist Party. Attendees discovered that free of charge, one can learn about the practice and the exercises online or by going to a group practice site. People are understanding Falun Dafa through the Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition. A man was interested in the painting Call of Innocence. The painting depicts a little girl holding up a poster that reads, "Killed for their belief." Her eyes shine brightly and her belief in Dafa is firm. Her actions call on the conscience of others, hoping that people will awaken to the truth and help end the persecution. A practitioner explained, the CCP persecutes Falun Dafa practitioners physically, mentally, and psychologically. The CCP also removes practitioners' organs while they are still alive. This is the most wicked crime in the universe. The man said he was deeply touched and expressed his sympathy. He walked over to another painting, Fulfilling Vows, and asked, "Does this painting depict the divine?" The practitioner replied, "We come from heaven, and everyone hopes to return. You and I might even be in this painting." The man remarked, "This is very beautiful and solemn." He was taken aback from the power of faith and wanted to learn more about Falun Dafa. Practitioners distributed informational material at the festival, encouraged residents to spread the truth and stand on the side of justice for a better future. Many festival attendees stopped to view the artworks and condemned the CCP for persecuting Falun Dafa, saying that the world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Yokohama, Japan. Dignitaries congratulate Falun Dafa's 30th anniversary and commemorate World Falun Dafa Day at the event. On May 8, 2022, Falun Dafa practitioners in Yokohama, Japan celebrated Dafa's anniversary and World Falun Dafa Day with a parade, rally, demonstration of the exercises, and by clarifying the truth. Many Japanese residents learned about the persecution and signed a petition to end it. The two-hour-long parade consisted of three sections, the Tianguo Marching Band, the Exercise Demonstration Group, and the Waist Drum Team. A great many passers-by and tourists stopped to watch, and many dignitaries attended the rally and gave supportive speeches. Mr. Inagaki, president of the Japanese Falun Dafa Association, addressed the rally and said, quote, "In China, practitioners are kidnapped just because they practice Falun Dafa, and their organs are forcefully plundered for sale, simply because they do not want to give up their cultivation. This kind of despicable persecution has been going on for the past 23 years. Those who associate with the CCP are not going to have a bright future. Over these 23 years, we have survived the persecution. Now, more and more people in the world know about us, and I believe that one day this persecution will end." Unquote. Mr. Shimizu, someone present at the event, said, quote, "This kind of evil act must be stopped." Unquote. A Dafa practitioner named Fu Weitang shared these inspiring words, quote, "At this moment in time, we stand here with our hearts linked to the hearts of other Falun Dafa practitioners around the world. As World Falun Dafa Day is upon us, we also do not forget to render our aid to our fellow practitioners in China who share the same faith as us but are being repressed. We must persuade the world's people who are being deceived by lies to stay away from the evil, to call for more kind-hearted people to step forward, and to object to China's greatest persecution of human rights, which has been going on for the past 23 years. Over these 30 years, Dafa's moral principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance have spread all around the world, garnering more and more people's favor and support. Falun Dafa's brilliance will stay between the heavens and earth forever and ever." Unquote.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.